Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. The Lord is our refuge and strength. O come, let us worship. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. The Lord is our refuge and strength. Oh, come, let us worship.
There's a voice in the wilderness crying.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The heavens are telling the glory of the Lord, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In the heavens he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and nothing is hid from its heat. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will take you from the nations and gather you from every country and bring you home to your own land. I will pour clean water upon you, purify you from all defilement, and cleanse you from all your idols. A new heart I will give you and put a new spirit within you. I will take from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you, make you walk in my ways, and observe my decrees. You shall dwell in the land I gave to your forebears. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of Christ. Thanks be to God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. It's somewhat of an unusual Sunday. Yesterday marked the summer solstice and the beginning of summer. It was also the UN-designated World Refugee Day. Today is Father's Day, but it is also National Indigenous Peoples Day. In 2010, General Synod of the Anglican Church of Canada added this day to our liturgical calendar, ranking it as a feast with precedence over a Sunday. Given that June 21st falls on a Sunday this year, it's appropriate that National Indigenous Day of Prayer be observed in our worship, even if we aren't able to gather in person. As clergy, one of our tools for planning liturgy is a small coil-bound book published annually called McCausland's Order of Divine Service. It doesn't follow the calendar year, but rather it follows the liturgical year, which begins the first Sunday of Advent and concludes with Reign of Christ Sunday. The small book lists the readings not just for Holy Eucharist each Sunday, but also for every weekday Eucharist, memorial, feast, as well as the readings for morning and evening prayer each day. It also reminds us of the liturgical color for the day: blue or purple for Advent, white for Christmas and Easter, purple for Lent, red for Passion Sunday and Pentecost, and green for Ordinary Time. But when I read the entry for today, I was intrigued to read that no color was listed. Instead, it suggested that the color may reflect the nature of the feast, Indigenous Day of Prayer. On this one liturgical occasion, the Ordo gives no clear liturgical direction regarding color. Now, this whole discussion on liturgical colors may sound a tad fussy, even in the context of regular worship, perhaps even more given that we're not in the physical church space to see the colors. But liturgical colors are typically chosen to mark a season because they connect with particular themes that are present throughout the season. As we mark National Indigenous Day of Prayer, we're compelled to recognize that there is no single theme, but rather many, and that we could look to different colors to explore the themes for today. If we were in the church space and dressing it green, we might focus on the theme of creation, life, and the historic relationship that has existed between Indigenous peoples and the land. In the portion of John's Gospel that we read this morning, we hear that the Word was with God in the beginning. There is an eternal and intimate relationship between the Word that is Jesus and God, and both are present from the very beginning when the cornerstones of the earth are laid. The recently published First Nations version of the Gospel of John begins in the following way. "Long ago, in the time before all days, before the creation of all things, the Word was there, face to face with the Great Spirit." This word fully represents Creator and shows us who He is and what He is like. Creator's life shined out from the Word, giving light to all human beings. This is the true light that comes to all peoples from the world and shines on everyone. The light shines into the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it or put it out. Reading the first few verses of John's Gospel in the First Nations version, I was captivated by the energy, the electricity with which the language communicates creation and light, revealing a deep spirituality that connects Indigenous peoples to the land and the rest of creation. But green, symbolic of creation and fresh life, is not the only color we might identify with this day. Purple, the color associated with the Lenten season of repentance and prayer, may also be used. Purple. As non-Indigenous peoples in Canadian society, and as members of the Anglican Church of Canada, we are gradually becoming more aware of our troubled history when it comes to our relationships with Indigenous peoples. We know that prior to Confederation, treaties were made between Indigenous peoples and representatives of the French and English crowns. These treaties documented that guarantees were made to Indigenous leaders in exchange for land. The very land on which we regularly worship at St. John the Baptist, Norway, is part of Treaty 13, the Toronto Purchase, an agreement between the Mississaugas of the Credit and the British Crown. This agreement was originally made in 1787, but was disputed and revisited in 1805. The treaty remained in dispute until 2010, when a settlement was made between the Government of Canada and the Mississaugas. This is only one of many treaties that were made and subsequently broken by non-Indigenous parties, or which were subject to linguistic misunderstanding. For too long after Confederation, Indigenous peoples were treated as wards of the state, not citizens. They had no rights to vote, own property, or move freely on and off reserves. Indigenous peoples were subject to an inadequate welfare system and were provided terribly substandard education, health care, employment opportunities, potable water, sanitation, and other services. As we know, many of these appalling conditions continue in some places today, such as the Grassy Narrows and Attawapiskat First Nations communities in northern Ontario. And as a country and church, we have our history of residential schools, which forcibly removed Indigenous children from their families and communities in the aim of assimilating them into Canadian society. Families and communities were torn apart. Children were subject to abuse. At least 3,200 deaths were recorded, though burial records are scant and the actual total is likely higher. These schools have been described by legal scholars Moyo Marin and Kent Roach as one of the gravest injustices in Canadian history. Former Liberal Justice Minister Erwin Cotler likewise described the residential school system as the most disgraceful, harmful, racist experiment ever conducted in our history, and a cultural genocide. The final residential school in Canada, in Punashi, Saskatchewan, closed in 1996. Both as Christians and as members of the Anglican Church of Canada, which was an institutional partner in the establishment and operation of residential schools, we are called to name this part of our history, difficult and unpleasant though it is, and to commit to walking the path of reconciliation. In the shadow of such a history, it may seem like the consequences of these wounds and our collective guilt will forever endure. But as followers of Christ, we know that death does not have the final word. The darkness of these historic chapters of broken relationships and hurt can give way to new light and life. As we read in the opening chapter of John's Gospel, Creator's life shined out from the Word, giving light to all human beings. This is the true light that comes to all peoples of the world and shines on everyone. The light shines into the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it or put it out. The gospel narrative doesn't end with Jesus dead on the cross, nor with us in a fallen state beyond healing or reconciliation. The gloomy dark of Good Friday gives way to the bright light of the Easter resurrection. And so we can also mark this day with the liturgical color white, symbolizing our abiding hope and fervent prayers for a way forward to mend our broken relationships. But what does the way forward look like? The First Nations version of the scriptures is titled Walking the Good Road. The council that produced the translation explains that today, many First Nations tribes speak of the good way as an approach to understanding a way of life that seeks to live in harmony with the Great Spirit's plan for all of creation. On this National Day of Prayer for Indigenous Peoples, we are called to pray especially for our Indigenous siblings, to give thanks for their many gifts and contributions, and to commit to walking the good road. Our way forward in reconciliation and right relationship with Indigenous peoples calls us to follow in the path of Christ by courageously seeking and hearing the truth, respecting the dignity and honoring the value of each person, caring for the goodness of God's creation, opening our minds and souls to encountering God's wisdom revealed to us in nature, and with full voices and grateful hearts, giving thanks and praise to God. Amen. Let us confess our faith as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, forever and ever. All that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. All things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Amen. Creator of all life, we lift our hearts to you in gratitude for all the medicines and teachings of this season of life. We take this moment to center ourselves. We raise our hearts in gratitude for the gift of breath. We thank you, Living Spirit, for the gift of our bodies, the lands and waters and relationships that sustain us. In the shadow of your wings we are held. Shelter us in your loving mercy. We pray for those who are sick, exhausted, or shut in, for healthcare workers, long-term care workers, for all who are vulnerable in this pandemic, for those who are sick, on reserve or remote communities, or in cities underserved, for all living without access to clean drinking water or other basic necessities of health, for those who are without shelter, for those who don't have enough to eat, for those who are struggling to survive, for their safety and protection. In the shadow of your wings we are held. Shelter us in your loving mercy. For our National Indigenous Archbishop Mark MacDonald, for the Indigenous House of Bishops, and all healers, traditional teachers, elders, priests, deacons, lay and community leaders, for the self-determining Indigenous Church and all its leaders, for Toronto Urban Native Ministry and Reverend Evan Smith, Reverend Lee Kern, and Sandra Campbell, for all on the front lines of healing and justice, for the flourishing of our ministries and guidance of your Holy Spirit, for our local chiefs and Indigenous leadership and governance, for all in leadership and authority, for the creativity of your vision. In the shadow of your wings we are held. Shelter us in your loving mercy. For those who have died from COVID-19, for all who have died alone, for all whose lives have been cut short by violence, for recent fatal victims of police brutality, especially Chantel Moore, and all murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit peoples, for all who mourn and grieve lost ones. For justice and healing at every level of our relationships and society. For the healing of the legacy of Indian residential schools and policies of child apprehension. For the vulnerable, for prisoners, refugees, and all who are afraid. In the shadow of your wings, we are held. Shelter us in your loving mercy. For all engaged in building trusting relationships and alliances across difference. For the liberation of our hearts and minds from all forms of racism. For the fire of your spirit to enkindle renewal across this land. Open our hearts, O God. Grant us compassion. Help us see our interdependence. Let love transform our communities. We thank you, source of life, mother of our souls, for our creation and all the nourishment of Mother Earth. In the shadow of your wings we are held. Shelter us in your loving mercy. Amen. Let us pray. Creator God, from you every family in heaven and earth takes its name. You have rooted and grounded us in your covenant love, and empowered us by your Spirit to speak the truth in love and to walk in your way towards justice and wholeness. Mercifully grant that your people, journeying together in partnership, may be strengthened and guided to help one another to grow into the full stature of Christ, who is our light and our life. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
And so on.
us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.